Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Melbourne, which is famous for its food and culture. But for the best culinary experience, you should step off the main thoroughfares into the smaller streets. Let's join Monocle's own Melburnian Ben Rylan on a tour of Melbourne's laneways.
A boom in high-rise construction and urban development over the last three decades has remarkably transformed Melbourne's city centre. The major thoroughfares are easy to navigate thanks to the Hoddle Grid, the name given to the series of streets that sit at an angle to the rest of Melbourne, named after the surveyor who first demarcated it in 1837, Robert Hoddle. But it's when you step off the grid and into the smaller lanes that Melbourne's unique cultural charm comes to life. Popular bars celebrate notorious brothel madams. Dark alleys that may seem to be creeping with shadows are instead abuzz with artists, while the finest coffee may be sold from the tiniest hole in the wall. Melbourne isn't an obvious city. There are no big-ticket landmarks to write home about, but it does pack more than its fair share of cultural capital, so pop on your explorer's hat, we're stepping off the grid. Start at the corner of La Trobe and Elizabeth Streets. For more than a century, Australia's newspaper of record, The Argus, was published right here until it printed its final issue in the 1950s. Dash across the road before nipping into the easy-to-miss Sutherland Street, where Melbourne's labyrinthine reputation is suddenly clear. Winding our way into Guildford Lane reveals a hidden oasis of little shops and cafes, including Rustica, an essential breakfast stop. Just a few steps away on Queen Street, the hustle and bustle zooms by a big old house, almost certainly unaware that here, at 300 Queen Street, is the oldest surviving house in Melbourne's city centre, built in 1848 by the former mayor, J.T. Smith. Our walk continues for mere minutes before we stumble upon Niagara Lane, home to a row of little workshops collectively known as Mark's Warehouses, which over generations have housed everything from bizarre pseudo-science purveyors to popular restaurants. If you're tempted for a tipple, now is your chance. Nearby bar, Sunmoth, offers some of the finest local wines in town. Victorian varietals range from lighter whites to harder-hitting reds, but if you're in the mood for something harder, Cocktail Hour always gets off to a good start at the Croft Institute. As you make your way into Croft Alley, you might feel as though you've stumbled upon a menacing backstreet, but proceed and you'll discover one of the city's hidden rewards. There's an unofficial rule in Melbourne. If a bar or cafe is located in a strange, slightly out-of-the-way spot and is housed inside an unusual building with a story, the locals will surely love it. For the uninitiated, venturing away from the main thoroughfares and into the back streets might give the impression of leaving civilization behind, but in Melbourne, this is where the city's culture lives. Like an old W-class tram chugging its way up a steep hill, Melbourne's journey to cultural capital may have been a long one, but it has certainly arrived. For Monocle, I'm Ben Rylan.
This has been episode number 105 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Monocle's Ben Rylan for the tour of Melbourne's laneways. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.